Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got some things I want to talk about. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and just visit with you and talk about some things that are going on, some things on my mind. In this particular case, it's about things that are your greatest challenge, things that are your greatest concern, your business. If you ask any small business owner, and you've done this, I know you have, how their business is going, even those who say correctly, honestly, "Oh, we're doing great," but they'll come right back after that and say, "But we could always use more, right?" We never have enough sales, right? But knowing this about my heroes out there on Main Street. Knowing that that's how you are, I'm that way too, to find out what's really going on in a small business, you have to know how to ask the question the right way. And this is what we did a couple of weeks ago. We asked this question in our online poll: what's the greatest challenge for your business right now? And we gave you five options that you could choose from. And so what I want to talk about now are how you responded to those options and my thoughts. So I was surprised to learn that less than 10% said finding qualified people was their biggest concern, because that was down from the last survey. The previous survey that when we asked that question, more of you said you were having difficulty finding qualified people. Some sources say, I've been told, I think Bill Duckerberg told me, that there may be as many as 4 million jobs going wanting for qualified candidates in America. 4 million jobs that are open, but they can't find qualified people. So I believe that the reason why this number went down had more to do with the economy than with talent supply. I don't think the talent supply increased. I think the economy slowed down, and it slowed down the hiring people were doing. So less than 10% said finding qualified people. And it was also interesting that less than 10% of our sample, both of those were somewhere around 8 or 9%, were troubled. Only about 8 or 9% were troubled by Obamacare impacting them and their HR strategy, which was also down from past polls. I wonder if that's because the fear factor of Obamacare has diminished a little bit since the president delayed the employer mandate till next year. Because when he delayed the mandate, it took some of those, it pushed off some of the things we're going to have to deal with, it pushed those off a year. So maybe that's the reason why that number's down. I suspect it is. And so we'll revisit this next year, about a year from now, when the mandate comes back. According to Bill Duckerberg, our good friend Dr. Bill Duckerberg, chief economist for the NFIB, who's, as you know, he's polled small business owners for four decades. Their single highest concern over that period of time, over that 40-year period, has been taxes and regulations. The one thing that was the highest, more than any other time, any other issue, was taxes and regulations. But when we offer this option in our poll, only about a fourth of you chose taxes and regulations. So since taxes and regulations have actually increased in the past 6 years, it seems to me that it would take something pretty strong to knock taxes and regulations off the top of the list. And I think this next option that we gave you is what did that. The big number in our poll came in at 58%. 58% of you said, we need more sales. 6 out of 10 of you said, we need more sales. Now, you've got to juxtapose this answer over another response we've received over the last 5 years or 6 years, which is that consistently, 3/4 of small businesses feel they're operating in a stagnant economy. Now, I've been polling you now on our online poll. I've been doing this now for several years, and almost like 4 times a year, you've been telling me, 3/4 of you have been telling me that the economy was either okay or not good or really bad. And at this stage in the recovery, folks, the economy should be growing at least 4%. This July, the economy will have been over for 5 years. This July, 5 years since the recovery ended, and we're still just barely the GDP is only about half of that, only about 2% average over the last 5 years. That's not good enough, folks. And so it's not difficult to understand why small business owners in this kind of an economy would be saying, 6 out of 10 would be saying, we need more sales. And it also follows that if the small business sector that creates over half of the U.S. GDP and has now for a long time is having this kind of a tough time with getting business, it's not surprising that the economy is doing half as well as it should be doing. Think about that. So half the group, the sector that creates half the U.S. economy is having a tough time, and the U.S. economy is doing half as well as it should be. That's the smoking gun as far as I'm concerned, folks. Now, the next option supports the previous one. Only 3% said we need a bank loan. I've been saying this for a long time. Small business owners have been deleveraging. You've been learning how to operate more efficiently. Bank loans are the primary source of small business growth capital. But when the economy isn't growing, so goes business loans. Ask any banker. They'll tell you the same thing. Wall Street, once the leading indicator, my friends, of the economy, is now merely a leading indicator of itself. In my opinion, the new leading economic indicator of the national economy is Main Street. If you want an economy to grow, create conditions that foster small business growth. It's as simple as that. If the economy is the chicken, small business is the egg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.